You are now listening to my favorite show, The Frocast, hosted by my guys Saul Wright, Keep Listening Heavy Bruh, and King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network in the world, Craig. This is Nappy Afro. Should we just call it Nappy Afro Network? NappyAfro.com, the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton. Episode 182 in the box, sitting in with my homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history, a.k.a. I'm doing the Hotline Bling Dance right now. Y'all don't even know it.
Damn, man. The dancing. It's been a dancing week.
Hey, bro. Nothing wrong with dancing. I know who about to get to dancing. The motherfucking Cubs. They don't tighten the fuck up today. They about to be danced up out the motherfucking playoffs.
the best team in the National League and then get swept in the next round?
Get swept by the fucking Mets.
Like, this shit was already going to be bad.
My man's New York Metropolitans?
This is disgusting. Anytime a team from New York makes it, it's bad. But anytime the New York Mets make it, it's disgusting.
And they sweeping these niggas, bro. Like, come on. Chicago, what happened to that pitcher? I can't remember the Arrieta.
Arrieta, the left-handed Jesus.
You was the greatest pitcher of all time last week.
Left Jesus has left the building.
Jeez, maybe wait 3 days and got there doing his rotation. He gonna resurface again. I don't know.
Them niggas blew their whole wide trying to beat the Cards, and now they all done.
They do beat the Cardinals. That's all. They ain't give a fuck. They see the Cubs have been so used to losing, they don't know how to win, and they felt like they won the championship by just beating the Cardinals. And the Cardinals was like, nigga, we disappointed because we ain't make it to the fucking World Series. Right. Y'all niggas got them popping champagne for winning the NLDS?
It's the NLCS.
No, they won the
NLDS. NLDS. And then, yeah, they're about to get blasted in the NLCS.
Y'all motherfucking, you know, running around, ticker tape parades and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, you've been there before, Cubs, and obviously you haven't, and that's what we're getting right now.
It's bad, man. You know, and all this shit, this happens when the goddamn Back to the Future shit. I'm so over it as we're recording this today.
Yes. October 21st.
It goes up later. You know what I'm saying? We got lives and shit, so we had to record a little bit earlier. Today is the day that was set on the dashboard of DeLorean when he went back in time, October 21st. I think he arrived at like 4:12 or some bullshit like that. I get it. It's cool. But we've been talking about this now for at least 5 years.
Yeah.
At least 5 years. And now it's today, and my Facebook timeline is full of shit. My Twitter timeline is full of shit. Everybody is Back to the Future fans. Everybody is Star Wars fans.
God, I see some dude talking about Star Wars, and I was looking at him like, bruh, I know you don't know shit about fucking Star Wars, but hey, I'm going to let you cook, though. That's why I threw a little jab, a little subliminal I threw in the book yesterday. As far as the Back to the Future shit, I think it's fucking cool. I mean, we didn't make a big deal in 1984 about the George Orwell book, did we? I mean, come on. I mean, he was so off. You know what I'm saying? At least the Back to the Future motherfuckers got one thing right.
They got one thing right so far. I think they were talking about in one of the clips that I saw, Biff had Trump's name on the button, like Trump for president or some shit like that.
They also had the Mets sweeping the Cubs in the playoffs.
It wasn't the Mets, was it?
Yes, it was the Mets sweeping the Cubs in the playoffs.
They didn't have that shit.
I swear to you, yes, they did.
The Cubs were supposed to win the World Series.
No. Look at it. Look at it.
I ain't gonna look at it now.
All right, look at it now, bro. Open up one of 20 tabs you got open, six of them from shoe sites, and you know, you waiting on the Latin American Heritage Month KDs to drop so you can buy those.
Jesus,
I'm saying, you know, yeah, I understand, man. You want the pumpkin spice foam?
Damn, I done went to the pumpkin spice side, man. The slander is elevated.
I mean, it's October. That's for the new shoes. You just buy shoes, all right? You don't care what they look like, man. But you won't buy Starberries, though. Shame.
Damn.
What shoes did you buy this week, Saul? All right, let's go ahead. Let's keep this theme going. What shoes did you buy this week?
I didn't buy any shoes this week,
Saul. You're a liar.
Wednesday, I did not buy any shoes.
Wednesday. Week. Oh, that's right. Shoes don't drop till fucking. You bought some shoes.
I bought some shoes last week.
Yeah, exactly.
But I did buy the shoes this week.
I knew it.
God damn
it. Like I said, you can't go 7 days without buying shoes. That makes 1 week.
I absolutely can go 7 days.
I meant W-E-A-K.
Tundra. This is my friend that's talking to me like this. Jesus Christ. Look, it says the Cubs play the Mets. What is this? This is somebody's commentary. I'm looking at the screenshot. It says, way to go, Cubbies.
I see. Oh, whoa.
The Cubs won. And they were playing. They were playing the Miami somethings. It was like the Miami Gators.
So what the one did I see? The USA Today thing?
I don't know, man. You know we always get bad news. Who knows?
It was I saw one. It was the USA Today, and they had the Mets sweeping the Cubs.
Nah, that was the big thing this year is about the Cubs winning the World Series because it says way to go Cubs, and even Mick Flowers like the Cubs won.
Hold on, let me look this up, man, because I knew I could read, sorry. I
1989 movie, Back to the Future Part 2, predicted the Cubs would win the World Series in 2015.
Maybe it was Part 1, man. Who knows?
Jerry said, I'm going to be right, goddammit.
Nah, I'm going to look.
But see either what this way, shit is, bro. Either way, motherfuckers is going crazy, man.
So you telling me in the left-hand corner, you don't see that one that says,
this says, way to go, Cubbies. Right.
Okay, that's not the one I seen. Ah, shit. I can't, it's fucking new Facebook shit. They just want you to hit every damn thing now.
Yeah, all the fucking ads and shit.
Okay, this was, Wednesday, October 21st, the upper left-hand corner. Because this one says, gang jailed, hoverboard rampant destroys courthouse. I don't know which one this is.
Oh, you looking at it's a newspaper or some shit.
Yeah, newspaper.
Yeah, I don't know if that shit's edited or not. I think that's some bullshit. Yeah.
Then the guy in the corner said, Cubs got swept by Mets in NLCS.
Yeah, see, that's the fucking Mets people. You got a Mets fan that made an image.
Oh.
The fucking movie is Way to Go Cubbies. The Cubs supposed to win the World Series. And it's supposed to be the Miami Gators or some shit like that. It's a Miami baseball team. But either way, man, like with the sneakerheads, the goddamn Nike mags, all that talk, the mags are supposed to drop today. The actual shoes Marty McFly wears in the goddamn movie. It's a lot going on. Like, it was cool for a while, but now it's too much. It's too much.
I mean, it's social media, man. You know everything. Everybody, as soon as it's a fad, a hashtag, everybody jumps on it for like, you know, 6 to 12 hours. Then it gets overkill. And then, you know, when the late people get on it, then it becomes too much, man.
That shit is too much. And that's like, have you watched the whole trilogy? Have you watched 1, 2, and 3?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Unfortunately, so you don't like it.
Really, I like 1 and 2. 3 was fucking stupid. That's the Wild Wild West one, right?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Like it definitely didn't have an instant satisfaction like the other two. I don't think has there been a good Western. I mean, I know that's your avenue, right?
What NASCAR
Westerns?
Our only Westerns I like was Gunsmoke and those TV shows. Gunsmoke and what was the other one? Did I used to watch the Wild Wild West? I used to watch the Wild Wild West. So, yeah, I watched a couple Westerns. I'm a John Wayne, couple John Wayne movies, Hang 'Em High is a favorite, you know what I'm saying?
What about, what is it, the Wild Wild West with Will Smith?
Yeah, that was just horrible.
That was like that steampunk shit.
Yeah.
What about Blazing Saddles, though?
That's, fuck that.
Why would you like Blazing Saddles?
Have you ever seen Blazing Saddles already?
I've seen bits and pieces. I seen the nigga fight in the campfire.
Yeah, you ain't seen the right pieces because you would be like, fuck that movie. If you Mr. Afro Pick with the fist on it and Mr. Natural Hair and Mr. Smell Like Fucking Shea Butter and eating oxtails and shit, you'd be like, fuck that movie. That's one of the most racist movies out there, bruh.
But you like NASCAR.
But that doesn't have any excuse. What does that have to do with NASCAR's entertainment?
It's a movie. It's entertainment.
NASCAR don't openly call us niggas. They like, man, come on, bro.
It's a little discreet. Kind of behind the scenes. God damn, man. But have you heard about the goddamn protests? People are protesting Star Wars because they got the goddamn black soldier on that shit.
Damn.
Like, niggas is really calling the boycott. Like, Lucas's wife ain't black. Like, Darth Vader wasn't voiced by a black dude. Like, Billy Dee Williams wasn't the shit in one of them back. I can't keep up with Star Wars movies. I've seen them all. They're all good. They're not a requirement. Like for my best friend, he required his fiance to watch the movies, all six in one day. Man. I said, that's fucking torture, bro. That shit is not required. But some other shit going on. I know you want to talk about this. Your boy Patino. Patino might be on the outs, man. Apparently, for recruiting trips, a stripper was hired. Well, a strip, was it an organization? Was she like, was she a pimp?
She was a madam. She want, you can call her?
Yeah, she a pimp.
Lady pimps are called madams. Get it right, Saul, right?
I don't know nothing about that shit.
I mean, don't act like you ain't got a lawyer for Ashley Madison. I mean,
Jesus
stop.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, Saul, right? You act like you don't know about the Madison. You know, shout out to Lamar Odom, who made a miraculous recovery.
How did you slide that in there?
Because he was found in a brothel, madam brothel, all wordplay. Come on, man. You supposed to be Mr. Backpack Rapper, Saul, right? You ain't got no wordplay no more?
I'm just saying, man. The brother made a recovery. Can't we just let him live for a minute? Do we have to talk about...
I recover, too. I hear I'm about to lose $50 million. You know? let me wake up.
Shout out to Lamar Odom, man, for real. But yeah, so apparently they would have the recruiting trips where they got all the blue chip athletes to show up to the school, and they had a fucking party. And they hired old girl. She would go down there. The guys would pick the girl they wanted. She would get the money. The girl would go in the room. And apparently there was like 8 athletes that she named that had sex with the goddamn chicks.
Russ Smith, that big ass forward they used to have, Andre Harrell, whatever his name was. Yeah, she even was pimping her daughters out, bro. Two of the girls were her daughters working for her.
God damn.
Her daughter, she turned a trick for $100. You telling me?
Oh, my God.
As a mother that is putting your daughter in the life of hoeing, you let her hoe herself out for $100? Like, bitch, shoot for the stars. Like, these niggas ain't paying for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the university or somebody affiliated with the university that want these guys to go to school there, whether they work there or not, they are giving these motherfuckers money to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? So, $100?
$100. He could have paid for that for himself.
Mm.
The little college freshman could have been like, you know what? I got this one. Yeah, you got to pay for that.
That's all. As far as... Now, we know this goes on at every college campus.
Of course.
We know it goes on. But... does it go on to the fact that the school, like they said, they were giving stacks of money with bands around it. Like they were giving, like, you know, they said the man would be like, yo, run to the ATM, somebody go out, come back with the money and bands. Like, you know what I'm saying? So somebody was giving the money. Now, who was giving the money is the question. Is anybody affiliated with the university? They got to go. And like Rick Pitino can sit there and say he didn't know anything about it. We know he's lying. Because he can sit there and turn a blind eye and be like, hey, whatever y'all doing, I don't want to know about it, but you knew something was going on. Like the lady said, there's too many cameras, too many, you know what I'm saying? Like, she kept records of the shit.
Yeah, I mean, so she had to be getting some kind of money, you know what I'm saying? If she wanted to keep it. This is Katrina Powell is her name. And, of course, how did it come out? She wrote a book. Wrote a fucking book.
Look. I thought niggas stopped reading, but obviously not.
Nah, man. Hey, Superhead, turn the game over. Turn the game over.
Superhead, listen, Hoes been winning since Superhead, man. I don't know if I said that before, but Hoes have been winning since Superhead. Like, you don't understand. Like, Hoes, man. Like, listen, man. And I'm not talking about women in general. I'm talking about the Hoes.
We're talking about fucking Hoes. We're talking about people that fuck.
Silent. Yep. The ones that get abused. The ones that used to get knocked up and have to have abortion. Like, the ones that just, like, the ones they treated bad, they have turned the game around and they are winning now, man.
It's just, hey, man, all you got to do is say you can write a book. And who's taking all the dictation from these bras? No pun intended. Like, I know Katrina Powell's not sitting down and writing the fucking book. So who is she telling the details to that's typing this shit up and getting published? That motherfucker's a snitch. We need to find all of them.
All right. It's amazing how many people writing books these days. Like,
that can't write.
And make it. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, I know somebody that's friends... I'm friends with, you know, I see them on Facebook. They like, oh, I'm working on chapter 2 of my book, or I'm on my second book or my third book. And I'm just like, God damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, publish? Like, how do you go about getting a book published is what I want to know, man.
You can self-publish, man. That nigga Corey Holcomb had a mean one. He was on one of the podcasts I listened to. And there was a chick in there. She said she had a book. And she pulled it out. And he's like, wait, that's the whole book? He said, nigga, it was like 2 pages. He said, it's like a little pamphlet. And she called it a book and published it. So You can sit down right now and write Behind the Scenes Nappy Afro and self-publish it on Amazon and get paid. I'm just saying, whenever we decide to hold Be Easy over for our checks that he been holding, the book is coming. Man.
Speaking of which, man, somebody gonna have to hold Be Easy down. So, you know what I'm saying? Be Easy in the process of moving, so that mean the nigga ain't gonna have no internet. So we gonna lose the A. So one of y'all niggas at post, y'all gonna have to step up, nigga. I'm just saying it to all niggas that know how to post. You know what I'm saying?
Two people.
Well, between you and Short T, y'all niggas better pick up the slack. That's all I'm saying.
Why ain't you posting? Why don't you know how to post?
I don't know how to do it. Once y'all change the site up to that new shit, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You remember the time I almost destroyed the site? You don't remember it, do you? I mean, once y'all change, and then look, it was just like I had backspace one character too far and took a backslash off, and whole Nappy Afro went black. I was like, yo, what the fuck? BZ was like, oh, you gotta fix that. Like, BZ knew the whole time what was wrong. He was just like, but he was like, he wanted to see me sweat. He just went out like, you motherfucker, man. I'm sitting there like, man, I don't know what to do, man. I don't know what I did, man. I'm da-da-da-da-da. You know, Beezy knew the whole day. He was just like, you know what? I'm just going to let this motherfucker. He said, I knew what to do. He said, I had a backup. You know, you think I'm going to let y'all niggas fuck shit up? You know what I'm saying? You know how Beezy is, bro. And he was just like, and it was a fucking backslash, man. One or four slash, whichever way it motherfucking went. I had took it off and it erased it. I was just like, God damn. I don't fuck from Nappy Afro.
This shit is fucking hilarious. Yes. When is he supposed to be moving?
Around the beginning of the month, the second. So, you know, the first, whatever, beginning of the month. So, yeah. So, y'all motherfuckers, y'all got, I'm giving y'all notice now. Today's ain't nothing but the 21st. So, yeah, that's a good 10, 11-day notice.
Fuck that. So, what that means is that for the first week or so of November, ain't going to be no posts on the site.
Short T has, you know, he wanted to step up. So, it might be a little, it ain't going to be less hoes on there because Short T ain't putting up no hoes. And, you know, Short T don't even like you calling them women. Like, Short T don't use the N-word. You notice that?
Yeah, I heard that. Man. That's, you know, somebody checked me on that on Facebook the other day. I was talking about that nigga Drake. And I said, I'm so mad at this nigga for that song. And they're like, can we please with the N-word? I'm like, yeah,
all right. First of all, motherfucker, this is my Facebook.
Nah, it was her page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was her page.
First of all, this mama, it's a free country. I can say what I want.
Like, some kind of way, I'm going to say nigga. Shit. Yeah. I guess we should talk about that real quick. That new Drake song, Hotline Bling.
That's not a new song. First of all, he released that the night he released one of the Drake, the Meek Mill disses. It's a throwaway song. It's another Drake song that is a throwaway that becomes a fucking smash hit.
I don't understand.
Is amazing. Drake is one of the listen, I'm putting him up there, the top rap artist of all time.
Already?
Damn. His throwaway songs become fucking anthems. He got nominated for a Grammy for 0 to 100. That wasn't even a real song.
I don't understand this nigga, man. Like, how do y'all let him make... How do they let him make back-to-back and then this song come out and people go crazy? How?
He came out the same night. He released three songs that night. Matter of fact, I think it was the first Meek Mill diss. It might have been the first night because it was a Hotline Bling. Yeah, because I remember I was like, damn, the Hotline Bling sign slide. Boy, I like this song. And yeah, but the video came out to already, you know what I'm saying, popping song. The ladies love it. See, Drake, man, he got the lady. He keep the ladies happy. And in turn, you know what I'm saying? Nick, like, he made music for niggas. Like, he made music for everybody, bro. Like, Drake, man, he got the winning formula, man. You can't hate on Drake, bro.
I guess so, man. That song is trash to me, though. I'm not a
song. It's all right, man. First of all, Summer, you're like 47, okay?
God damn. I don't...
You know what I'm saying? You still listen to Frankie Beverly and Maze every day, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You still call people cold. I mean, you know, you say Jive Turkey and all that stuff, man. Give me some skin, cuz. That's you, bro. Young Blood.
Hey, man, so just so y'all know, the Frocast will be looking for a new host next week. I don't have to take this shit.
Jack, young blood.
You got to take this, you Jive Turkey sucker. You a fool. You man, a fool.
Man, got the diamond in the, whatever it was. You know the rule. You know the thing. Diamond something.
Hey, man, I'm not going to play myself
in the scene with the gangster lane. Ooh-hoo. That's you, sir. All right, man.
I refuse to take this slander. Show's over. We out.
You got to go to Big Lots and find a little aftershave. The closeout store. Because they only people that got it, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I don't wear hot karate, motherfucker. I don't wear hot karate.
Still wear Brute Forever J, man. The green bottle. You just like, hey.
Damn. And this is my friend, people.
Hey, question. Yeah. This is, you know, bar soap or liquid soap?
Which are we doing this again?
Right, I'm just another annual checkup. It's seasonal.
Bar soap, bruh.
Look, man, I bought some Coast, old school Coast. That shit smells so fucking good. The ladies, man, loving it. I just, oh, what you got? Like, it's just Coast. Like, what the fuck? Like, you act like this is something. This is regular, original scent Coast. And then, I mean, the ladies, man, jocking, boy. I was just like, damn.
All it takes, man, is just something different that they don't smell every day. Like, you can probably get away with Curve now. You can probably get away with Curve right now. And it won't be. I don't know about Yolk. That shit was a little
Walmart.
Weird.
Can't get away with that shit. It's at Walmart, bro.
Hey, but the women that smell it, they don't give a fuck where it come from as long as it smells good.
That cheap shit, you can smell it, bro. It got like a little sweet smell. Like anything that you can smell more than one nigga, bro, that ain't cool. The ladies don't like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't no spider smell like that, and that shit pissed them off, man.
Just like when Dracula.
You smell like my homeboy. Fuck.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you can get away with certain stuff right now. Like, you know, everybody used to wear Drakkar. You could probably get away with Drakkar right now.
Never worn that shit.
You probably get away with that shit.
I used to have some shit I used to steal from my granddaddy, boy. That shit was some old player shit. Shit was called Paul Sebastian.
Hey, my pops had some Paul Sebastian. My pops had a whole dresser full of cologne.
Yeah, see, that's what I used to wear when I was young. So I always wore old nigga cologne, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Always on, you know, Gerald LaVert. I just imagine I used to be like, yo, Gerald LaVert, nigga. That would get the head up. You know? Wanted to get a little escape, little kid in my head one time, but my barber was like, nigga, you better not do that shit. Nigga, I clown your ass, man. So, you know, I ain't.
And barber was looking out. That's a
real barbershop, so all right. Not Supercuts.
I don't go to Supercuts, sir.
Oh, I forgot it's called. What is it called? Great Clips.
It's called I Ain't Had a Haircut in a Long Ass Time, bro.
It's all right, Barber cut his hair with scissors.
Jesus Christ.
All right, let's go to the old nigga, look like Floyd with the candy stripe thing.
What did I do to you today, sir? God damn it.
The day early, man. Come on, I got to get it out, bro, man.
Damn.
Feeling great. Today. Let's get back on topic if we have it.
Yeah, we got TV talk.
Oh, TV talk, yes.
TV talk, which really means at this point, because we're early, we're not going to get the league in. We got to talk about the Black
Empire, none of that. So it's all about Black Ink and
Black
Ink
reunion, man. I didn't even know they were doing a reunion show. This kind of came out of nowhere. And this might be one of the shittiest reunion shows ever.
Nah, I think it was the best reunion show ever.
How? Everybody got up and left.
That's why I say it was reality. They had it in the shop. Like, it was the most low budget. They were like, yo, Ticket, you got to come to Harlem,
that was
son.
That was very cheap. Very cheap.
We're going to do it in the shop. Like, we're going to throw a mixy party and have, you know, like, this shit was fucking crazy.
Niggas was getting out of Camrys and shit.
Yeah. How you got a vacuum? Look, the red carpet, the nigga break out the little vacuum. It was the hand, the manual. Shit. I was like, yo, this shit hilarious.
This shit was terrible.
Movie popcorn pickup, nigga. Like, Oh shit.
But they all got out. Like, I didn't realize how long the time was between when they recorded the show and that show. Because you could tell everybody was way different.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow we didn't get a shot of Sky's ass, which is a tragedy.
Nah, I don't think she got it yet.
What do you mean? By the time they did the reunion show, she didn't have it?
Yeah, she had her ass yet.
Ah, okay. Because that show didn't show it. Like, they didn't buy it.
She was supposed to be getting the ass during the wedding or something like that. And then she's like, how you going to. You know what I'm saying? Remember, wedding and ass was a conflict of time. So, I don't, because the Sky, she ain't had no hips. She still was boxing when she got out of that car.
Yeah.
I was looking for that.
Was too. So, that's why they ain't show that shit. The nigga Ted then got a haircut.
Add 2 points for Donna, man.
Hey. So, let's just go into that, man. Donna, she got a ghostwriter.
Hey, Donna was just like that nigga on this show. Like,
she did
Donna,
a heel turn, bro.
Donna was on the real scale, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, Donna, they had you painted like a fucking airhead on the show or whatever. They played you like but you a real bitch. You were just like, yo, I fucked all them niggas, you know, and all them niggas ate the pussy. I said, oh, shit.
Yeah, I thought it was going to go bad because Sky was sitting there. She's like, well, why ain't you saying it in my face? And Sky said, look, I'm sitting here right now. You fucked all the niggas in the shop. She's like, yeah, I did. I was like, damn, wait a minute. What happened?
It's Sky. Don't nobody want it with Sky, bro. Like, listen. Yeah. Can we just get to the meat of the argument? But let's just go ahead to the best part of the show.
Part would that be?
This is the part when Kwani said, fucking Duchess fucked those shit.
Yeah,
look, how did they just glaze over that? Like, that was, they ain't really glaze over it. Duchess spazzed, and then they ain't say nothing else about it.
That's why I said this was the worst reunion show ever. Like, they squeezed that whole shit in. She said she fucked those shit. They said she faked her goddamn miscarriage.
Yes!
And like, they didn't have nobody answer for shit.
Nothing.
Nobody has to. And Oh Shit always makes stupid faces. That's all he does. Yes. So when they did that and they looked at Oh Shit, he was just sitting there. Did any of y'all lay a finger on me? Ain't nobody saying nothing.
Look, can I say something?
Yep.
That sound like you was defending yourself. Like you was deflect, cause did that sound like if somebody did some shit like that? Cause I swear to you, bro, I knew a nigga that broke into a nigga house, stole some shit out of the nigga house. The nigga confronted him about it. The nigga that stole out his house, after the nigga called him out on it, got so angry that he got accused. Nigga, I ain't steal shit from you. Nigga, then I was in my head thinking like, but you did though. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you out here making this big ass scene and you in the wrong? You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, bruh. And so, I think she was like, yo, she fucked shit, bro, straight up.
Hey, Oh Shit saying that she didn't fuck him.
Oh Shit
is saying that they didn't fuck. Oh Shit is saying that he didn't fuck Kwani either. That was his response. You know what I'm saying? But he might have just been saying that because, like, what is he going to do? Oh Shit don't want it with nobody. So if he would have turned around and said that he fucked the Duchess, Caesar would have been at him. If he would have turned around and said he fucked Kwani, Puma's little goon-ass niggas, whoever he got, would have been at him. So, of course he said that. But Donna definitely came out as a winner this whole week. What do you think about the way Caesar and Duchess seem like they're about to split?
Yeah, I think they need to split, man. Cause Caesar, like, he see the real side of her, man. Like, that shit really fucked with him, and shit fucked her. Like, I think he really know, because he said everybody know, but now everybody know this shit fucked. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just like,
So then after that, he just needed a reason
to get the fuck out. Yeah, he was just like, yo, man, you're not even listening. When they were talking to him, and he was just cool on her after that, bro. Like, he was just like, he looked so uninterested. And the way she was showing out and all that shit, bro, like, because I was just like, yo, you doing all that? That means you did it. Like, you could have played cool, you know, just like when Sassy had, like, when she said she fucked Ted, and she was just cool, and she just walked out. She ain't even motherfucking do all that huffing and puffing, jumping up and down, stomping, like, that just, I can't stand her. Then she ran up over there. I want her to get her ass beat so bad, but
It was too much. Like, that nigga Caesar said, like, you in an evening gown. And you trying to fight through security. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Then she go talk to her. Oh, then my niggas. Come on, y'all. Let's go over there. You need some back? Like, she said you fucked it. Why you need all these other niggas to come?
That shit was ridiculous. She told him, if I go in there, it's going to be curtains.
Bitch, who? You? Kwani, beat your ass. Look, listen. I used to know a little motto. This little woman, we used to play basketball. We used to play against girls. Not we, but our team used to play against girl teams. And she used to always say, the uglier, the ashier, the rougher. You know what I'm saying? And so, the ugly girl is, you better be like, she probably can fight. Ugly girls will whoop your ass, you pretty girls. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, man, no.
So, let's be clear here. Are you calling Kwani ugly?
I'm not calling her ugly. She's just uglier than Duchess.
Oh, so I think we've done this before in another show, but this is what we do around here. Episode 182. Rank the girls of Love of Black Ink Crew.
I mean, tops is probably like Sassy Mama. Second is like
Sassy Mama?
Yes.
Hell nah.
Then it's like Donna.
Sassy Mama is fine. I'm thinking of Kwani Mama.
Yeah,
Sassy Mama is fine. You're right. And then Donna?
Yeah, then Donna, then shit.
It's like, and then you quit.
It's like a straight line with the rest.
And then fuck it.
Yeah, the drop off is real.
What about Sassy Girlfriend? I know she's bald headed.
You see what I'm saying?
I know she's bald headed, but I'm saying.
All right. She's like disqualified, man. You know what I'm saying?
What about ain't no love for Sassy?
She too skinny.
That's like the most unattractive couple ever to you, ain't it?
Yes. Like,
got sassy like, ass.
I walk threesome. I'm like, oh shit! I'm closing the door. Oh, all right, hey, good gracious. I'm sorry about that. You know,
damn man, that whole episode was just crazy to me. Caesar picked up a whole lot of weight. Caesar was out there looking fat in the motherfucker with the busted jeans on. Walter came out there with the Caribbean outfit. I think that it's going to be some spinoffs. So we got Black Ink Chicago coming up. I think that Dutch is going to have her own show. I'm telling you, that's happening. I feel like Sky is going to get a show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You think that much money going around? I think Sky got to be tied in with the crew. I don't think her story is good enough to be by herself yet. It's just like She got to be tied in with the crew. You see how she was egging that shit on? Like, she was like, yo, why you ain't tell her? Oh, you ain't. And then, like, I guess Caesar gave her that look. She was like, oh, I'm going to chill.
That whole situation was just bad. That shit was bad. Like, even Taker was full of shit. He had to set it up like that. He's like, so what's this with, what's her name? Sonya the Body or some shit like that?
Sophia
the Body. And he was like, you can see Caesar immediately start sweating. He's like, fuck. He's sitting there next to Ted, and Ted was like, it's about to go bad. And then they showed the video, and instead of him defending anything, he was just like, fuck it. I told you all this shit. If you got a problem with it, then it's over, man. I don't need to. Like, he immediately turned into the guilty nigga. Do you think that he told her everything and she was acting out? Or do you think she was making out of nothing, making a big thing out of nothing?
Probably big thing out of nothing. Yeah, you know, overreacting.
Because he was like,
No. She was deflecting in that situation because she wanted to turn the table. She, you know, because she was like, come on, man. Because, like, I was just like, hold on. How you going to go all in depth about this? But this nigga just said you fuck shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I ain't know about that, ABCs knew about her fucking shit.
Maybe. That was my thought is that, you know, because the niggas ain't shit about the chicks on the show. Mm-mm. They apparently shared Donna like it was nothing. So I feel like they probably get down like that. But then once the shit came out, Caesar was like, I can't have this shit out there. Like, you making me look bad now. I know she fucked Caesar. We all know she fucked Caesar. Fucked, oh shit. But not everybody knows she fucked oh shit. I can't roll like that. And you know, he does have a picture posted on Twitter where they all hugged up. So, I'm just saying, I don't know. The other shit, like, I really don't watch this season. I don't think you watch this season either of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
I don't watch this show at all.
I don't watch these motherfuckers at all.
It's like, no, none of the people on the show is, like, relevant.
Damn, is that Soul bad? Boy.
I mean, the last time I saw it was Youngberg, Soulja Boy, Omarion, or one of them niggas. Yeah, might have been Omarion, and Little Fizz. I mean, who the fuck is these niggas, bro?
Ain't Ray J on there?
Who?
Ain't Ray J on there?
Yes, the force of Hollywood.
Ray J, the force of Hollywood. Look, man.
He can't even carry the show, man. The force.
Hey, man, you know, it's just bad. But apparently there's a gay relationship on the show that's making rounds of people talking about that. And I guess the reason that it's news and something we might want to say something about is because you got hip-hop, and you got a gay male relationship. And those are like two antagonists. This shit don't go together. You know, the first thing somebody do in a rap is say something about you being gay. You know what I'm saying? So here you go. You got a situation where I guess these dudes are important or some shit. It was important enough to be on the show, though, where the dude told his girl that, yo, I have feelings for the opposite sex. So what do you think about this whole idea of it being on the show and being part of hip hop? Is it major? Is it nothing?
I mean, I guess until it's a primetime player, like, we don't care. Like, it's just like, so what if it's an unknown artist is gay? Like, we feel like you just saying that you're gay to help out your cause of being a rapper. Mm. I want a big time, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want JJ Watt to come out and say he's gay. You know, just go ahead and be open with it. JJ Watt, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? The gay community needs you to say you gay. And so just do it.
You're not alleging that J.J. Watt is gay, though, are you?
Oh, I'm saying J.J. Watt is gay. So when it comes out, y'all gonna be like, well, damn, nigga King Jerm been saying that since 2014.
Wait, why is J.J. Watt gay?
Bro, Katy Perry threw him the pussy and he denied her, nigga. Like, he was just like, oh, I'm just about my career right now. Oh, you're gay. Like, then when he said that, I was just like, hey! Like, yo, they was trying to hook him and Katy Perry up, and he was just like, oh, I'm not, I'm just all about football. Once my career is over, then I think about that. What? I said, oh, yeah, he's gay.
Damn.
So, yeah, J.J. Watt is gay, bro. Look at him. He's got all the gay. He's, hey, that's your prototypical gay guy right there, J.J. Watt, man.
Prototypical gay guy?
Yes.
You can't say that kind of stuff, John.
I'm telling you, man, J.J. Watt, bro.
You can't say that kind of stuff, man.
Prototypical gay guy.
Why don't you watch Love & Hip Hop Hollywood? Like, you watch the other ones.
Like, it's not... The other ones are way better. They got better-looking girls on the ones in Atlanta, New York, and they got real people I can relate to. The ones, the Hollywood niggas, like, it's just like they threw that show together. And then Hollywood, it's California, man. Who wants to look... Man, California's the most boring state of all time.
California is?
Yes!
Montana exists.
Who? No, Montana. No, it doesn't. Look, nobody cares about Montana, bro. Listen, no, you ain't never said you want to go to Montana, man.
Of course, but I said I want to go to California.
Hey, ain't look, I can't even think of shit in Montana, dog. I thought Mount Rushmore was in Montana, but that's in fucking North Dakota, another state. Like, yo, it's like 20 states that I never want to go to. Like,
20?
Bro, I'm going to name them if I can remember.
20, that's a hell of a lot.
20, it's 20 states I don't want to go to, man. It's like Montana, Wyoming, Utah, fucking Iowa,
South Dakota.
North, South Dakota, that's 6. New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. No, I want to go to Maine. Rhode Island. I don't want to fucking go to Rhode Island. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, New York. You know what I'm saying? Kentucky. Goddamn Blue live up there.
Well, goddamn.
I mean, West Virginia. Like, I keep going. I'd have been to all these states, though. So, it's just like, I'd have been to a couple of them. You know what I'm saying? Well, Kentucky and West Virginia, I just rode through. I did stop, use the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? But that was about it. Man.
God damn, man. What if we got listeners in all them states?
Hey, man, they understand. They want to get out, too. They stuck. They stuck. Once, I mean, somebody got to run the state, bro. So, I mean, they like, fuck it, man. I just stay here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
The last bit of news, and I haven't even read this clearly. So, I'm just going to tell you right now that we might get this shit all wrong. But I saw this come across my timeline, and apparently Rhymefest is mad at Kanye. And Rhymefest wants some money and some praise for goddamn Jesus Walks. And we all know that he...
That song came out so long ago. Rhymefest, let it go, man.
Right, like, we all know that we co-wrote it. But what else does he want? Like,
yes.
We know that you wrote the shit.
Are you broke now? I mean, like, what deal did we sign back then? Like, I mean, goddamn.
He said that he's not getting his royalty checks anymore.
Oh, okay. We got a problem then. See? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, other people was getting paid, and he like, yo, I need some more money. Like, what the fuck's going on? But
now, if I just paid you $5,000 for this song, and then, you know, we just, you know, I mean, hey, if that's the kind of deal we had, I was like, yeah, I give you $20,000 for the song, then that's all you get. So we got to understand what kind of deal we got down here now. So if it's like, if it ain't no royalty situation, I was just like, yo, bro, you know, write a song for me. Well, I give you $15,000 for it. That's it, man.
That's what he's saying. So this is a quote from an article. He says, I've written for all of Kanye's albums with the exception of 808s and Heartbreaks. And there's a lot of songs that my name isn't even on.
Mm.
So he wrote them. They might have had, just like you said, the agreement. He might have been like, yo, here's a check for $1 million. You're not going to get any more credit. Here's your money. And now that the checks just stopped, the money's over. Kanye's still getting paid. He's like, I want some more money. Well, shit, you should have signed on here to get your name on here.
Yeah, you should have
signed on as a fucking writer instead of taking this under the table money.
You the one that want Uncle Sam and your motherfucking affairs. Like, we could have did it the right way.
Exactly, nigga. That's the way you chose to do it this way.
Yeah, because you see I have no problem naming people my songs. I got 30 of them on all of the lights. You see I got about 40 people
for 9 million writers, nigga. They wanted their paper. You decided to take this under the table money. Yo, good luck.
So, you know, that's how the game go, Rhymefest. And I'm just sorry, so I gotta side with Kanye on this one. If that's the way it went down, if that's the way, since we allege it went down, it's probably the way it went down.
Probably.
So we're gonna say that's just how. So yeah, we team Kanye on this one, man.
Hey man, gotta be, man. I don't know what happened. Like, we don't know the backstory, but if your name is not on there and the song came out and now you're complaining, sounds like you took the easy money. You took the lump sum.
Yeah, took the lump sum.
You took the lump sum. Your ass should have took them payments, bruh. Why hasn't Rhymefest took off? Like, he got bars, right?
Some niggas better writers than are, you know, behind the scenes than they are in front. Neo, we let him go because he had good songwriting ability.
Two times. He had two good albums.
Yeah, Neo, he was one of the ones, but a lot of them just don't catch on. Mad Skills, who
ooh,
else?
Ooh, that's a really good one.
Yeah, like Mad Skills, like if some reason he's dope, he can write for niggas, but it's just like we don't like him except for one time a year.
Yeah.
We don't let Skills do nothing else.
God damn.
First song pretty dope though. That little head nod, something, what is it? I know your head nod, because your neck knows something. It's something
like some shit like that. Nah, you know. Don't give me the quote and shit because I say all the wrong stuff. I want to talk about sports real quick. Y'all got a win? Y'all got a shutout win, I heard?
Oh, man, yes, man. Tom Brown Gladiators, man. We took care of fucking business last night. Got our first win of the season after two ties and one loss. So now we're a 500 team. We're 1-1-2. Yeah, so...
Wait, how do y'all get two ties?
That's the, ain't that amazing, bro? Ain't that amazing?
Like, I remember talking about the one, but how the fuck did you get a second tie?
Yes, that was last week.
Oh, my God.
Second tie, man.
That's some bullshit. Like, did you have an opportunity to put the game away?
Yes. Yes, we did. And it was like, I had my defense playing offense last week. And then, you know, we just, like, on the pass, like I said, it was two plays that defined it. Like, on one play, he should have threw it, but he ran it. Then on the next play, he ran it when he should have, he passed it when he should have ran it. You know, so he's like, he did the opposite. But, you know, like I said, that was my defense playing offense. And they was in a position to win the game for them. So that's
wait,
that.
Wait, what do you mean your defense? Like, you mean literally the defensive players?
My defense. Yes, I have an offense and a defense.
And they were literally playing offense.
Bro, listen, I was just like, yo, I needed something that was going to jumpstart the offense, something. I needed a spark. I needed something that was just going to change our fortune. And so we put the defense in, let them play offense, and they got us. They worked. They started because they, first of all, they get a turnover. They get like an interception or a fumble recovery. You know what I'm saying? So they start on like the 10-yard line. They go all the way down to the other 10. They in position to win the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Like, here you go. So, and, you know.
Are you one of them coaches that, you know, if you need 1 point to tie, 2 points to win, which one are you going for?
I got a field goal kicker. We going for two.
Going for two.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, my field goal kicker was hitting from 30, nigga. No bullshit. Like, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, last night, man, we like I said, 139. He hit, like, he had three extra points. You know what I'm saying? He missed on one, but, you know, fuck it. Like, he was 3-for-4. I take that. That's NFL record. That's NFL stats right there. You know what I'm saying? You average. You know what I'm saying? That's the, you know, above average, actually. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, last night, offense was awesome. Well, they I ain't gonna say they were awesome. Because the defense was fucking awesome. Offense, they finally looked like they supposed to look. We mixed it up, got everybody the ball, you know, like three, maybe four guys scored, four different guys scored. So, you know, one kid, you know, he told me, yo, my granddad said if I score a touchdown, he'd give me $100 a night. And you know what I'm saying? So,
shit, you gonna give me $50? Goddamn, we can put you in the position.
But, you know, I made sure he got in the end zone. I called a play, cut up the field, nice one. I was like a little quarterback keeper for him. But yeah, then my starting quarterback was late for the game. So my backup, which was actually like one of my wide receivers, he came in and he played. Like, listen, my quarterback might be in trouble, bro. Like, he might have to get that armband up for the next game, bro. Because when he got out there, man, he was just like, I don't understand what was wrong with him. Like, he was just in la-la land. And I was just like, yo, what are you doing? He looking like he was just, I don't know, he was just... I don't know what happened to him last night because I called him and I said, yo, he just came to the sideline and he was just, I don't know what happened to him. I guess maybe him being late, something happened to him today because he was not normal.
So did you take him out for the other dude? Did you switch him back out? The
other dude played because he was in rhythm. Like, I let him play, like, he got his plays in, but, you know, like, you know, under center, like, my quarterback came in, you know, I let him hand off the ball and stuff, but buddy, when he was on the field, man, he was really doing it, bro. So, you know, it was just... Man, it was just, I don't know. The team was playing, man. They was fucking horrible on offense. They coaches stopped coaching like in the third quarter. And you know what I'm saying? You know, once you did that, man, I was just like, all right. And then the little park supervisor would come to me in the first quarter. We was up 14-9. Tell me some AI, take it easy on them. They only got 17 guys. I was in my head, like, nigga, better get the fuck out of my face. Like,
I'm nigga, so tired of hearing that bullshit.
These niggas about to get this work, nigga. Like, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, because, man, please, bro.
I hate that shit, man. I really do. Like, my kid ever come home crying about that shit.
One time, we ain't punt, but one, the only time we punted, I knew that, I mean, I just didn't need, we was like on the 30, and then we punted, I was like, yeah, let's just flip the field on them, man, defensively. You know what I'm saying? Just, and that's the only time we punted, because we went for it on every fourth down, because I was like, fuck it, man. Like, you know, if they stop, they stop.
Like Madden.
Yeah, it's just like, it was just like, you know, the team was playing, man. It was overmatched. Then the coaches were outcoached. And, you know, when you play teams like that, man, it's easy to beat them. When they all unorganized, everybody yelling, they ain't got no, you know, it's obvious. You know, you're like, okay, all I got to do is outcoach them. We'll win. And I got a pretty well-coached team. Like, my team is very disciplined. They listen. They smart. You know what I'm saying? They like they, you know, they very football smart. And, you know, we teach the ones that, and you coach up the ones that, you know, that ain't up to par. Like, they might not be athletically, may not be there, but they might be like, okay, I'm cerebral. I think a lot. So, that, like, Hunter, he's my starting corner. You see Hunter, you be like, man, get this little pipsqueak out my fucking face. But Hunter, he's smart. I tell Hunter, like, look, if ain't nobody on your side, stay at home. The play might be coming back your way. He gonna make. He just gonna. He ain't gonna do nothing. He gonna wrap up, tackle, boom, hold on to the man. To somebody else get there if he can.
God damn.
But yeah, Hunter, he'll stick his nose in there. But first day, first game, he was nervous. He was like, Coach, I don't think I want to play. I said, why? He's like, I'm scared somebody gonna hit me. I'm gonna get hurt. I said, boy, you got like $500 worth of equipment on. I said, ain't that gonna happen to you? You know what I'm saying? Because I tell kids, it only hurt when you pull back.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the biggest thing. At least it was for me and most of my friends I knew that played, was the contact. If you didn't play football and you got there and started playing, that was the first thing. So usually coach would be like, yo, we just going to hit each other.
Yeah.
Like, fuck the plays, fuck this. We just going to run into each other, get that shit out your system. And once you get used to hitting, you good.
Yes.
So, you know, shit. Well, props to the team, kids, man. Shit.
Yeah, so when, you know, kids, they pull up and that's when they get hit, they be like, pow, they get laid out. You know what I'm saying? But if you go through it, you know what I'm saying? Science. You know what I'm saying? Like two objects, whatever they say, forcing at the same speed, whatever, blah, 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 all that science bullshit. I'm not going
to. I think that's the accurate quote.
Yes.
How it goes. Two objects, same speed, blah, 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 bullshit. I think that's how it goes.
Shout out to the algebra teachers, man.
Hey, man. Props to y'all. Algebra teachers, too.
Wasting everybody fucking time.
Hey, man. That's about all we got.
It's all right. Since you. Now, algebra, in your adult life, how many times have you used it?
None. None. But, you know, it took me a while to understand. Like, because, you know, I'm like damn near anti-school for that shit. A lot of that stuff is about making pathways and understanding how to use knowledge so you can do other shit. It's not always about the actual function of what you're learning. Okay. It's about the ability to learn how to think. So a lot of that shit that you don't use, you know, ain't nobody ever asked you about that shit, but you learn how to think because of it. So I get it, you know, but yeah, you never use algebra.
I remember A squared plus B squared equals C squared. I was like, I don't know why, what the fuck, like.
Yeah, it's just, it's designed to give people jobs and to make you miserable.
Yeah, if you're not a, an engineer or some shit like that, you're not using engineering shit like that.
Engineers are special kind of guys, too. They type different and. Like, the motherfuckers always capitalize the first letter of every word. I hate reading the motherfuckers on Facebook. But anyway, man, that's the outline for the show. That's all the topics I got. You got any winners or losers or keep it 100 you want to get in?
Man, keep it 100, man. Hey, black folk, it's homecoming season. And what I mean by that, if you live near a historical black college, it's homecoming, you know, it's a big deal. And people, be safe. Strap up. Have fun, you know what I'm saying? Keep it traditional. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, down here last week was FAMU's homecoming. Shout out to Charlie Sky. I want to feature his song on here, so I'm going to give it to some sentence. All right, so you can put it on here. He had a little straight out, you know, a little FAMU song. You know, so he doing big things, bro. Nah, we're doing it on Pro FM. Never mind. But yeah, homecomings are great. Awesome. Went out last week just for a little bit, man, just to see the scenes. And, man, I tell you, boy, to be young again, bro, man.
There's a lot of scenery out there.
Yes, man.
A lot of scenery, man. When I was dating my wife and went to see her, and she went to school at Howard, and I went to see her at homecoming time. I was like, why would you do this to me? Why would you do this?
Why? That was a test. Like, if this nigga can make it through here, he all right with me.
Nigga, I was like, I don't want to go to campus no more. No, I don't want to go no more.
It's motherfucking North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University homecoming this weekend. G-Ho, greatest homecoming on earth, in the building. We're playing Howard, matter of fact. Gonna kick their fucking ass. The number one ranked Aggies. They don't play no fucking games. They're blue and gold. You know how it is.
Hey, man, homecoming weekend. If we got any listeners that's, you know, partaking in homecoming, like Jeremy said, be safe, man. Don't fuck it up, man.
Dash, when it's homecoming at Jackson State, I want to see that.
All Snapchat.
Yes.
All Snapchat.
Dash, you gotta liven up Snap. Oh, I mean, never mind. Keep that Snapchat just the way it is. Yeah, do I need to edit? Ass soul,
I'm about to say, do I need to edit that out for you, bro?
Nah, I don't need to edit that out. That's all love, man, to the first father-daughter of the Procast, man. I was just joking.
The most legendary drop that we have on the show, man.
Yes, man. That's why
shit starts off every show. You want to give our shout-outs?
Oh, man, I gave you my winners and losers, all right, man. You just trying to chop everything.
I asked you twice. I said winners and losers.
But you have to do, all right. You just trying to get this shit.
I asked you winners and losers twice. You ain't say that shit.
Anyway, man, my winner this week, man, I'm going to go with, man, my boys, man, Tom Brown Gladys. Even though y'all won't listen to this, you know, I hope y'all not listening to this. I'm proud of you guys, man. Y'all play like champions. We got to get ready for Levy Park. This is the big matchup, like, we supposed to be 4-0 going into this game. This was supposed to decide our fate for the championship. This is what, you know, but we're not. But still, we got to get ready for them. And so, you know, yeah, so they're my winners. My loser this week is the lotto lady, the one in North Carolina that bailed her boyfriend out. Where her boyfriend got locked up again.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Dump this loser. Like, girl, listen. You can't.
God damn. So she spent like $7 million on that nigga, right?
I don't know. I don't know how much his bond was this time, but the fact that he's getting arrested again, like, listen, bro, first of all, you my loser, my nigga, because you got a girlfriend that got $100 million, man. Damn. Why are you still doing this nigga shit? Like, I thought street niggas hustled to get out the streets, but then you got these niggas that want to be in the streets. Like, I don't get to, like, these college niggas that want to be thugs and shit. Like, I seen some old college niggas talking about some gang shit and all this bull. Like, nigga, y'all go to college, y'all ain't no thugs. Like, what the fuck? It's street niggas in college too. No, you're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't care what you did. Once you made that decision to go to college, you're not a, stop, man. Come on, bro. Like, man. That's also my keep it 100, man, nigga. Like, niggas, y'all niggas is out here getting your education. I get tired of seeing these little young niggas shooting at niggas, and I hear about it all the time, bro. Man, y'all niggas need to get your education, man. This street life, man. Man, come on, man. Stop it, bro. That's dumb shit, man. Oh, the school is a slave ship. Oh, you get a job, man. Fuck all that. Yeah, it's good to have your own business. Shout out to Saul Wright, man. It's got to be a fucking great feeling that you work, you know what I'm saying, do something and work for yourself, man. I want to get there, but I just don't know what I can offer the public. That's, you know what I'm saying? I just don't know. I just, you know, but yeah, man, shout out. That, probably, it's all right, my winner this week, too, man. Just for being an independent owner, somebody I know doing his own thing, man. T-shirt business. I love that shit. I wish I could get in that shit. I want to buy a print machine, make my own shirts, but where do you start? I'm not a graphic guy.
Hey, man, you get somebody to do the graphics. Whatever, man. It's money out there to be made. Props to everybody who's keeping it original, who's not biting other people's shit. You motherfuckers are something else, man.
Yes, man. Hey, look, the nigga, he blocked me on that thing, too, bro. I was like, hey, man, come
immediately, bro. Like, that's how you know that motherfucker was fraudulent. He immediately went to block.
He wanted, like, oh, damn, this shirt fake. Let me tell you, you know where I got it from. Nah, man, just wanted to steal your shit, bro.
Immediately.
Then he light skinned. He probably out there just lying to people, man. That's a.
That shit's whack, man.
Whatever his name is, Daniel something, man. I forget.
I ain't giving that motherfucker no pub, man. He'll get that nice young cease and desist.
Yes.
To slow the fuck down. But that's not the first time that shit's happened either. Like, I done had this shit happen like two or three other times.
That's good, sorry, right?
It's annoying as fuck.
It's good, but it's, I mean, look, nigga, hey, bruh. Hey.
It'd be different if the motherfucker was overseas or some shit like that. Like, these niggas is local.
Yes.
I don't like that shit.
That means that, look, Saul Wright. That means we're getting out there, bro.
Hey, man.
Look, Saul Wright, listen. Let's say one of them pop off that shit and he make more than you. Then you be like, nigga, I'm going to sue the fuck your ass now, nigga. Saul Wright, let them do all the hard work and then you come. As a matter of fact, boom, this is my shit. Oh, yeah, so I need that check, bro. You got to shut down. Oh, sorry about that. You know, bro, let them do the legwork, all right? Fuck it.
Hey, man.
You got the big joker. That's the thing you don't understand. Like, let them play their little joker, you know what I'm saying? Depending on where you at, you know what I'm saying? Yo, deuce of spade, you know how all them niggas want to throw all them up.
Yeah, you got to play straight. It's fucking.
Yeah, ace high, nigga.
Ace high, nigga, man. Fuck all that other shit, joker, deuce. You don't need 19 spades in a deck.
Yes, like, that's not the game. It's called spades. It's supposed to be the same amount of cards, man. So, yeah, another keep 100. Only play ace high, man. Stop all that bullshit.
Joker, deuce.
I was like, damn, that's four extra spades.
Shit is out of hand, bro.
And the deuce of diamond be bigger than the deuce of spades. Right. I was like,
This shit is out of hand. People, yeah, when I was in college, people asked how to play. How we playing? Nigga, what you mean, how we playing? There's only one way to play.
That's the first thing you better ask niggas when you playing Spades. That caused a lot of fights to go down. Kind of seen niggas fight over which Joker is the big Joker, the guarantee, or the big Joker. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'd be like, I thought that was the big Joker.
It was the big Joker.
Yeah, but niggas be like, no, this one say guarantee on it. I was like, that's the card guarantee. Yeah. I was like, that ain't the motherfucking guaranteed book. But they looked at it, that's the guaranteed book. And I was just like, damn, what a color Joker is the motherfucking big Joker. Or the, you know what I'm saying? Just, hey.
Man,
just,
it's too much. You got to make sure you got the rules understood.
Yes.
Before you get to playing, boy. Because, god damn, I ain't played a good hand of spades in a minute.
Man, Queen Germ is my partner. We do not fucking lose, bruh. I'm done. We probably lost like two motherfucking like games in all the spade game. Like we whoop ass when we go to the table. It ain't for some reason we got like this little cosmic thing going. Like we just play the right cards, man. And it's just like, man, you know, damn, I love playing spades.
A minute, man.
My granddad taught me how to play spades when I was like young as fuck, man. I learned how to play from old people, so I know how to play motherfucking spades, bro. Like it's
that's that shit, man. I used to get my ass whooped by my parents. Mm-hmm. Everybody used to come over and have a house party fucking drinking, and that was it. Nigga, I learned how to play and got my ass whooped several times by the folks. So by the time I got to college, it was a wrap. Yeah, read the board, read the fucking hands, know how to count cards.
You know, hey.
Know how to count cards. Nigga be like, how do y'all know how to? Hey, don't worry about all that shit. Count cards is the truth. I ain't got no winners or losers this week, man. So, Jerm, just give him my shout outs, man. We get the fuck up out of here.
Yo, shout out to everybody on staff, B-Easy, Blue, Dub, rest of you niggas. Shout out to Short T. Shout out to...
Short T?
Yes. Ethan Diamond. Shout out to the Papa Dash, Ash Dash. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive. Shout out to Ruler myself.
Hey, man, hold up. Dr. Abrasive barbecues every day.
Man, nigga, we live down south, so all right. You should barbecue every day, but you live on the third floor. You know what I'm saying? You can't barbecue every day. You know what I'm saying? Your apartment complex probably bans grills and all that shit.
Damn. Hey, I just wanted to be noted that I didn't do shit to Jerm this week.
It's all right. I'm not.
I don't know why he's attacking me this week.
I haven't attacked anything. Showing you yellow's all right. Showing you yellow.
See what I'm saying? I ain't do nothing, man.
So, I'm going to tell y'all some behind the scenes shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's all right, GQ Blue almost came to blows.
We did not.
Last night, bro. That shit was so hilarious, bro. Them niggas like, Be Easy baited the fuck out of them. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, he put up a video that said Michael Jackson stole his dance moves from some dude. And then, you know, next thing you know, somebody said something about Prince. And then GQ Blue co-signed the Prince thing. So I went from 0 to 100, nigga. He was just like, yo, I don't give a fuck what he did. He made Thriller, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That was... He's like, yo,
the end.
Like, yo, I'm not saying nothing.
I swear to God, boy. Like, anytime I say anything back, it's immediately 0 to 100. It don't matter what it is. I'm like,
you know how y'all black guys are aggressive? What are you talking about?
It'd be some simple shit. I'd be like, man.
It's all right. You're threatening.
I'd be like, man, I don't think that. They'd be like, oh, my God. This nigga, it's all right. Need to calm down. Slow down, bro. I'm like, God damn. I made one comment, and them niggas went on for like 7 minutes. They're like, yo, it's all right. He's pissed off, man. Y'all ain't going to be friends no more. I said, wait a minute. What happened? I didn't say nothing. That shit was ridiculous. We were supposed to talk about that on the show.
Yes, we would.
Do you want to talk about it since we're about to get the fuck out of here?
We saved the show. It's all right, we got angry.
Not angry. This shit is so ridiculous. The video alleges that Michael Jackson stole some dance moves from
somebody. I'm going in with you, Sorry. No, I would not make the note. Sorry, listen, I want you to keep your cool demeanor on. The mic is hot, man. No, we
I
would not.
I think the question was a valid question. The question that you asked is that if Michael Jackson stole these dance moves, does that hurt his legacy? What do you think? Do you think that tarnishes his legacy?
I mean, the dancing part, kinda, yeah, but well, he still had to do the moves, and I mean, he made it a hot line. Michael Jackson made it a hot song. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. In the words of Sean Corey Carter, you know what I'm saying? So, nah, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. It's just he had a ghostwriter. Michael Jackson had ghostwriters. So now the ghostwriters has even went back even further. So now, you know, like, even further, we knew that, didn't Little Richard ghost wrote for Elvis?
Well, I don't know if it's Ghostwriter, if he just flat out stole it. I didn't
know. No, they said he used to make songs. You know, because they said the black people, they would make songs because they wouldn't play them on white radio. And the white people see it. Remember? So it was Ghostwriting back then. You know what I'm saying?
Always Ghostwriting.
That's how black people used to get paid. I remember, what's your boy name? That movie was about him. Cadillac something.
Cadillac Records?
Yeah, remember they said that shit, you know, like Frankie Beverly. White group.
I haven't seen Cadillac Records.
Yeah, man, so ghostwriting has been going on forever in music, so I don't know why, you know, so no, it doesn't tarnish MJ's legacy at all, because, you know, niggas still fainting when they see niggas, not women, niggas.
Like grown-ass men was passing out, nigga.
Passing out, bro, like that day.
How do you, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, it's all right, come on, bro, a man.
That shit is crazy.
And I'm like,
grown-ass man, not a grown man, and pass out. That shit is crazy. Your big swole ass, burly with tight jeans on, and J girl.
Five people trying to hold your ass.
Oh, Michael, passing the fuck out. This shit is hilarious to me, man. Nah, I mean, that's the weird thing with art and creativity is somebody gonna remix your shit. If they remix it and do it better, cool. But if you steal and don't add shit to it, nigga.
Can I slander one more person for the show's over?
Please do.
All right. This what's this little painter that everybody talking about now? That all these rappers be talking about. What's his name? Something
Basquiat.
Basquiat, yes.
Oh my
so
God.
I'm hearing so much about this guy, right? You know what I'm saying? I see his work. You know, is it because he's black that we big him up?
I just need to find out where you going, man. I don't
want to know. Tell me something about him. Like, what is like? Before I say, I found out he died from a heroin overdose.
Yeah, I mean, you know, black people get money.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know,
we spend money, we die.
I mean, just give me like, what's the importance? Like, what, you know, like, what's the story, Saul? Right? I think about him?
Not really. All I know is that I did the same thing as you. I looked him up, and I'm not a big fan of his work.
Okay.
Personally,
we won't slander him. Yeah. Not this week. He might make it another week, but. Jerry's still out on you, Basquiat. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do some more work. If I find out you was a junkie, bro, you know what I'm saying? Then the slander campaign was come on. If it's just one time overdose, I might let it slide.
Yeah, I mean, from what I know is that he made a lot of social commentary. So
okay.
Rich and poor, segregation, integration, that kind of shit. But outside of that, I don't really know his whole story.
I think he's Haitian.
Is he?
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, Jean Marquette.
Yeah, he's
Haitian. He got some of that French in him or some shit. But yeah, big street heads and a lot of the tattoo artists. He's they dude. You know your girl Lau. She my big Basquiat.
Okay.
From Whip Goods, you know that's her people. So I ain't got a winners or losers this week. Like I said, gave my shout outs. Did you finish the shout outs? Did I cut you off?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, shout out to the rest of the nation. You know, everybody else, man. That's it.
That's what we do, man. This has been episode 182 of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. The dopest network in the world, Craig. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton. Sitting in with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcasting. We will holler at you next time on another episode. We out. Peace.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com